Good morning, Eddie. I'm rushing into this a little bit because I want you to hear the dogs fighting in the background, so you'll appreciate what I hear when I don't have my headphones on. Isn't it glorious? I said in my email I was going to just do this with no preparation, but that I would have to do a lot of clicks. Hitting the pause button so I could at least catch my train of thought in between the chaos going on all around me. And now that the girls have finally drifted into their post-wrestling match nap, I have gone back, opened up your email, listened to the first part of your message, clicked pause, gone back, clicked play or record or whatever on this gadget I have, and so it will go as I put together responses. I know I told you that I copy and paste all of the text of your regular emails and put them in a screen where I can go back and listen one paragraph at a time and then draft pieces of responses until I have gone through all of what you have written. Everything you have heard so far has been saved for several days. And as of the time I started dictating again, your second post has come out, and I have listened to your recording of reading specially for me, and I appreciate that very much. I know I've told you I love listening to your voice. So reading to me works perfectly, so I can just sit back and listen rather than trying to listen through a, I don't know what you call them, robot voice or whatever, AI, I guess. But in any case, it is now Wednesday. What is the date? The 8th of May. And here I am, trying to sit normally with no pausing unless I get interrupted by the dogs and just prattle on for a couple of minutes. And since we're not yet 3 minutes in, I figure I have a little time. So flying by the seat of my pants, I want you to know how much I appreciate all of the stuff you do, and I love these interactions. I think it's kind of cool to be able to talk, although I'm looking at my screen when I do it. We're actually having a conversation, but neither of us can interrupt the other, so we always get to say everything we want to say. I hope you are doing well. I'm really glad to know or see that you are out traveling the streets and highways and going to all these really cool places. It really does feel like I'm standing next to you and you're pointing out to me all the different things I should be looking at, knowing full well I can only see about half of it. So your verbal descriptions help sort of fill in the blanks. I did not notice the second pigeon, so thank you very much for thinking about that. I don't know if I've told you this, but an example of the way my blindness works, or partial blindness, is that I see double in each eye, which I know sounds weird. So to describe that, imagine looking up at the moon and you see one moon, but I see two moons. The second one is down and a little bit over to the right. So even if I cover one eye, I still see two moons. Cover the other eye, another two moons. It's really quite strange. So you can imagine that in a lot of ways, it's actually fun to lay in the yard with Alice at night looking up at the stars because I see twice as many as you people. I recognize they're all blurry and whatever, but it's still a nice experience. And I really do lay down in the yard in all weather except rain, holding the leash with one hand, laying on my back, smoking a cigarette while the dog chews a stick or rolls around on her back or does whatever she wants to do. And I don't know if you ever read the story, but I did a post years ago in the context of Daisy, where I think I titled it something like, "To know your dog is to be your dog," or something like that. But that's where that whole thing came from. Daisy inspired me for that. Then I've just carried it forward with Alice. And I do it in the daytime when Alice and Emma and I go out together. Obviously, there's no stars, but they roll around and fight each other, and I just hold on to the two of them with one hand. And I let them do their thing, and I do mine. People come and go, cars go screaming by, they pick their heads up, then they go back to fighting and wrestling again. So now I'm just over 6 minutes in. We'll try and keep these 5 to 6 minutes. Going forward, maybe we can do them more frequently. It's going to take me a while to get efficient at clicking and pausing, but I've really tried the last 4 minutes not to pause. Well, I actually have succeeded in not pausing. I'm just rambling on. I'm going to hit pause in a second just so I can make sure I have everything in place for doing this again. But I really kind of enjoy this, and I hope that we can continue doing it. A while back, you had mentioned, Zoom calls. And I do have webcam, I guess. But it's kind of hard for me to figure out how to aim it and point it and set it in the right place. Maybe we'll graduate to that at some point. But I do kind of like this audio exchange for now, where we're actually having two one-way conversations, each with the other. Have a good life between now and the next time we talk, and I'll talk to you soon. And as always, big hugs.